this morning. I'm going to begin with a couple of scriptures that I think are pertinent reminders for us in this hour and in this time. If the foundations are destroyed, the Bible says, what can the righteous do? And what we have seen over the last decades is a ripping away of the foundations of a sense of morality in our country. And what we have is the fruit thereof. And it's a heartbreak. One more time, we come with heartbreak for students whose lives are lost as one decides to, with a demonic infestation, take out rage, the poison of bitterness and rage, onto other people. I want you to listen to what the Bible says. Isaiah 9, verses 6, and I'm going to read several verses starting at verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And when you close the door on the Mighty God and Counselor and Prince of Peace and reject him from being the foundation of all government and leadership and righteousness, when you call bad good and good bad, when you allow every kind of wicked imagery to come before our children, whether it's pornographic magazines and pornographic, you don't even need magazines anymore, all over the computer, that's all over our libraries, and you allow the violent kind of video games to be called children's entertainment, you watch an ever-decreasing moral understanding that life is valuable. And what we see is the playing out of fruit that life is not valuable. Well, each life is. There's been 50 million or more children who have been aborted in America. Life is not valuable, is the statement. And we watch our children literally pass through the fire, the Bible says. And it is a heartbreak. God heals the hurting, and we pray for the hurting. And we must do tangible actions. Yes, we must. But the bottom line is we have a country that has said, I don't need you. No, God. And we see the fruit, and it breaks the heart of God. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. A government established with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Please hang in here with me for a few more minutes. The Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it has fallen on Israel. All the people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, who say in pride and arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. Therefore the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against him and spur his enemies on. The Syrians before, the Philistines behind, they shall devour Israel with an open mouth. And then the Bible says these words. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Now some of you recall in the last several years, as we've spoken often of Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, or Isaiah 9, rather, verses 9 and 10. We see that we try to rise up in our own strength and say, we'll rebuild, we'll do this, we'll be better than ever. Now, I appreciate confidence. I have no problems with that. But when we rise up and say, we will do this without humbling ourselves before God to understand, Lord, are you trying to say something to us? Then as a people, we miss it. As a country, we miss it. So what does God tell us? It tells us that he will be merciful if his people will turn to him. And you read in Isaiah chapter 2, these words beginning in verse 1. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. I literally don't care if you didn't vote for the current president or for the past president. I don't care. Our place is to be in prayer for them. And the venom of hatred that is released in our land on all sides, no matter when, is a violation of our covenant and our responsibility before God. And we wonder why we have a nation so divided against itself. But church, the answer isn't D and the answer isn't R. The answer is J-E-S-U-S. And we shouldn't be surprised, though horrified, we shouldn't be surprised with what unfolds. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The conclusion of all this, pray for all these people, but the bottom line is there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. The answer is Jesus. Our hearts literally break to see one more time what's happened in our nation. I thank God for people who take tangible action and propose tangible action, men and women who are leaders. But I'm here to tell you that the answer is in Jesus Christ. And we begin on our knees and on our face before God as people who need to cry out to God to heal our land. Because the true answers only come from him. Can someone in this room say amen with me? Amen. Would you stand with me again as we pray? Father, as we come, our hearts are bowed and our spirits are grieved. But we admit that we have become a nation that has proudly and arrogantly turned against your ways. And we ask you to forgive us. Lord, we ask you to bathe our nation from one end to the other with the blood of Jesus. Lord, that there may be a valuation upon life again. And Lord, that we may protect our children and nurture them and watch over them instead of casting them through the fire. It's not just watching over them from someone who would do harm on the outside. It's men and women, husbands and wives and dads and moms who want to get back engaged with their children and raise them in godly moral ways instead of absentee father and mother. We pray, Lord, that you will have mercy on our land. We pray for our leaders again. And we know, Jesus, that as we look you in the face, you're the only one who can truly heal our land. We believe you for it in Jesus' name. And all the people said,
amen.
Turn to each other, say amen.